Alright, what's going on everybody? It is January 5th. It is about 3:50. And the year is 2020. Now I'm a little late. I wanted to start this on the first day of January. But obviously with regular life taking over, it's a little bit tough. So my name is Alvaro. I will be 40 in less than 24 hours. And this is pretty much my life, my embarkment in being 40. Now, obviously, when you're a kid, you don't think about being 40 when you start to grow up. But as you get older, as you start to reach, 18 years old, you just graduated high school, you're now 22 years old, you just graduated college. Now you start to think about, wow, I'm going to be 40 soon, yet the 40 mark for me has come by really quick. Number one, I don't feel 40. Number two, I know I definitely don't look 40. That's an advantage I have because of my genes, so I need to thank both of my parents for that. But it's funny how sometimes we think about getting older and where we see ourselves when we are younger. So now that we're 18 or so, we start to see what life is more about in terms of what is important, what should take precedence in your life in terms of you're now 18 years old, you just graduated college. What should be the most important thing? And the most important thing is to continue to be healthy, continue to be a good person, continue to be striving for success. Now, most of us, while we're in high school and such, we want to strive for success to be to get to high school and graduate high school and land a good job. Fortunately for me, I was able to still play soccer. I have to say I was a very good soccer player in high school. I became a better soccer player when I was in college. I did my little stint playing semi-pro ball, but that semi-pro ball landed me what I think I was intended to do, and that's become a coach. I have been a coach since I was 19, 20 years old. So as I turn 40, I'm embarking on my 20-year anniversary of being a coach. And being a coach right now has brought me great success, not because of the championships I've won, because I've only won a handful, not as much as most people think, but it has brought me great joy in seeing the kids that I coach reach their potential and become better at it as years have gone by. And even better is the kids that I've coached have gone on to become better players, but become better people, and have the great feeling of knowing that they did something well with their lives. They don't regret playing it because playing the game has brought them to where they are now, to great successes. Some of them have already become very good physical therapists. Some have become working with companies, senior vice presidents for LinkedIn. Some have become teachers and they're very good at what they do. Some have become accountants. Some have gone off to work with financial industries. And it's been such a great, great ride so far. And now that I am 40, the question is, how many more kids can I help? How many more kids can I see reach their potential? On a personal level, it's my kids. My kids are my life. My wife is my life, and my other family is my life as well. So it's hard to see because you have so many things going on and try to put it into perspective. But then it's like the moment you have clarity, something else comes up. And then trying to find a time to see the clarity in that, then something else comes up. But see, that's the evolution of life. And that's the way we're engineered. We're engineered not to plateau and just say, and all right, I'm going to rest here. Our life is engineered so there's ever-changing circumstances in which we need to solidify a concrete answer. But in all honesty, sometimes we can't. We can't judge everything. We can't manipulate everything. We can only do what we can when we can. And the rest of it, we just have to kind of just go through the flow. Now, some of us have better reactions to news circumstances than others. But I've learned that the way you respond to change is going to be a great determination factor on how the rest of your day or your life will be. Sometimes we don't have the greatest reaction, yet we react in anger, we react with pain, and it just becomes much worse. As opposed to reacting with calmness and clarity, and that becomes much better. And again, as you get older, the stress level rises, but it's how you cope with that stress level that's very important. So if you're listening to this, if you ever hear the stress is the root of all evil, that's pretty much true, because stress in your life just wears you down. It ages you. It manipulates you in thinking clearly, manipulates you in not reaching for your goals, because that stress is just wearing you down. Now, stress is good. Let me say that much. Stress is not having stress would be bad. Because you need that stress to kick you in the ass sometimes, kick you in the pants to wake you up. The overstress is what kills you. But again, you can only control what you can. And the things that you can't control should just be put to a, you know what? I can't control this, but I can do my best to control how I react to it. So I have to figure out how I'm going to react till tomorrow being 40. Big 40. You know, and my kids who are 8 and 4 are two of the most wonderful people I've ever met in my life. And I love them dearly. So I hope that you guys are all enjoying your day. This is the first part of Being 40 series. I hope you guys are doing well. Enjoy your day.